Tampa City Councilman Thomas Scott appeared to be an army of one this afternoon when he said he hoped that the city could investigate a memo by a Tampa police official that said the city could save $6 million in salaries and other benefits by cutting 15 positions within the police department. The memo was sent by Tampa Police Sergeant Borthwin Murray last month to the council and the mayor. A follow-up memo by Police Chief Stephen Hogue categorized Murray's claim as wildly inaccurate. Laura McElroy is a spokesperson for the Tampa Police Department.
Well, the amount that is suggested that we could save, the $6 million, would insinuate that the lieutenants make in excess of $400,000 a year, and there's just no one in the city that makes that type of money. So the numbers just don't add up. But the bottom line for us is this is a difficult budget time, and so we are open to any suggestions to try and save money.
And McElroy says the TPD has convened a task force to study every aspect of the department to see how they can become more efficient. But Commissioner Scott said that with the city contending with significant budget issues, it behooved them to learn more about the potential savings plan.
The issue here again is how do you address this memo that says that's a $6 million savings if you do certain things. Are those numbers accurate? Are they true? How do you arrive at those figures? I don't know.
But quoting Chief Hogue's response, Councilman Charlie Miranda said the city was creating an enormous problem by not following the proper channels.
I think if these things are factual, these should have they should have gone through a chain of command. They should have gone through and had their own meeting. That, to my knowledge, did not happen. This was sent out to, quote, unquote, the elected leaders of the city. And I don't think it's a proper way for us to handle this thing. It should be handled in the administration and let the administration, for me to be calling the chief or any other department heads on the whims of one employee, I think we're creating an enormous, enormous injustice to the city.
Tampa Police spokeswoman Laura McElroy says what Sergeant Murray did in going straight to the mayor and city council was not appropriate.
Well, we are a paramilitary organization, and so everything typically goes through the proper chain of command. We are open to hearing any suggestions. That's right now we are looking at any way to save money. However, you know, we feel like this suggestion is not realistic. The numbers just don't add up and are not going to work for us. If he had gone through the proper chain of command, we would have been able to explain that to him directly rather than the chief having to spend a lot of time and responding to the city council.
According to the St. Petersburg Times, Police Chief Steve Hogue has increased the number of lieutenants in the city from 13 to 16 since he was hired 5 years ago, while the number of sergeants that lieutenants supervise has decreased by 10 in the last 5 years. Councilman Scott said he had no clue if Sergeant Murray was a disgruntled employee or not, but said that it was worth further investigation.
Now, if he didn't follow the chain of command, then the administration would have to deal with that. That's not my issue. My issue is, in the midst of a budget crisis, budget crunch, here's someone saying, oh, we can save $6 million. Well, we don't know that. Well, we can find out. Try to find out. And so that's my position.
Councilman John Dingfelder said the city should encourage city employees about savings taxpayer funds. He said it would be appropriate to have Chief Hogue and the city's budget analyst, Bonnie Wise, come back before the council on the issue. Ultimately, Councilman Scott grew frustrated about the fact that the Iorio administration is reluctant to come before council on issues like this.
I'm going to tell you where it's going. Let me put it on the record. What you have is you had the administration call me and some of you and said, I'm not going to have a person come over here to address this issue. That's where it's going. And I'm really tired of it, okay? That's where it's going. And the thing of the matter is, and Mrs. Smith, you know, if council don't have the authority to request information, then we need to go home, y'all. Just simply say, we're wasting our time. If we can't ask questions about that which we have purview under, which is the budget.
City Attorney David Smith then said the best opportunity for the council to review the proposal is when the police department comes before them with their budget for the next fiscal year.
And then you get that answer and you know what the dollar and cents impact is of a decision that will inform your deliberations because you do have to approve the budget.